friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention.
All right, Vic Carucci with you from Cleveland Browns Daily, from Radio Row here in the heart of Manhattan, Super Bowl 48. And Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Chris Mortensen of ESPN reporting that the Browns are scheduled to interview Mike Shanahan, former offensive coordinator of Kyle Shanahan,
yeah.
Son of Mike Shanahan, former offensive coordinator of the Redskins. That's tomorrow. That's supposed to be tomorrow. So we'll see where that goes for the Cleveland Browns and see if this guy might be interested in taking this job. This would be a big time hire if they were to get him. It definitely would be a big time hire and maybe put to rest some notion that the Browns, quote, can't hire anyone with credentials. The guy does have credentials. So
he's got great credentials. Yeah, I think it would be a coup, as we talked about earlier.
Yep.
His ability to get the most out of an offense that I think largely has been lacking talent in Washington. Good job in Houston prior to that. I like his ability to be creative in the passing game, to get the football to his number one receiver, to utilize the tight end. We've seen Fred Davis have big seasons there. Jordan Reed last year, his tight end's always among the most efficient in terms of yards per target. Their team always in the top half of the NFL in yards per play. I think that this would be a phenomenal hire. Guy who knows how to get a ground game going, knows how to get a passing game going. And with the Browns looking in this draft at three quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Blake Bortles, John Football especially, Kyle Shanahan is known for using a lot of bootlegs, a lot of movement in the pocket, which would suit the skills of all three of those quarterbacks very, very well.
Yeah, he definitely has the know-how of that. And, again, hopefully he will have the know-how of managing the personality. I hope a guy learns from an experience. I hope Kyle Shanahan learned from the disaster that was the handling of RG3 there with all the dynamics that happened. And even if you have, I think we'll take if off the table. The owner had some culpability there, Dan Snyder, for his involvement and for empowering RG3 maybe more than a quarterback, especially a guy only entering his second season in the NFL, should have been empowered. And then the quarterback's recognition of how much clout he carried in Washington, D.C., and using that to his advantage. And, again, whatever his father, Mike Shanahan, did or didn't do along the way to keep this thing from going sideways. I hope for the sake of Kyle Shanahan that it was a learning experience and that he can take that to Cleveland. And I'm not going to say he's going to encounter the same thing. We have no idea, first of all, the personalities he's going to deal with, but at least you've got that learning experience going for you and that might pay off. If, in fact, it turns out to be the case where Kyle Shanahan is the new offensive coordinator for the Browns, but we'll let the interview process play out and see how that story shakes out through the rest of the week. All right, Wes Welker at Media Day today, Denver Broncos Media Day today in New Jersey, and Welker talking about his ability in the slot and his supreme confidence that he believes he could take and beat anyone one-on-one from his slot position.
Yeah, anytime, man. I'm winning anybody one-on-one in the slot, anytime.
It's always good to say that. First of all, I do love that. I love the confidence as well. He should. He's been one of the most effective slot receivers in the game maybe ever. But Richard Sherman's not going the slot. Richard Sherman plays on one side and plays there pretty much exclusively. And if you look at the formations most often employed by the Denver Broncos, he's going to be on Eric Decker more than anybody, much more so than Demaryius Thomas, even though that's the matchup that I think a lot of us want to see. And Thomas himself said he's excited to go up against Sherman if given the opportunity.
I am excited. You know, he's a great player. You know, I feel like he's about the best in the game right now. And it's just exciting. You know, that's what we play football for, is trying to go against the best. You know, and as a group, as a whole group of defense, they got some great guys on their side of the football.
Yeah. So Demaryius Thomas referencing the fact that, again, he's got Richard Sherman there. And I do think there is going to be some switching off of this coverage that the Broncos do, that the Seahawks do, because of the Broncos, the way they work those receivers and the way they'll move some of those guys around. You're right. I mean, according to form, he should be spent a lot of time with Eric Decker, but I just think that for the perimeter plays, for the big plays, Thomas is going to be the guy who I think is going to be looked upon to make some of those more dramatic, longer catches. And I think it's also long body on long body. Kyle, if you look at their scheme, if you look at Eric Decker, physical receiver, strong athlete, yep, a tough guy for sure, and he'll match up well, won't be as easily rerouted as Richard Sherman does with other receivers. The thing Richard Sherman does more than anything is uses his hands. He's very handsy, and he will play the percentages that they're not going to call pass interference on him, that they're not going to call beyond the 5 yards of contact so often that it would become a problem for him or for the Seahawks, that the odds are that they'll call it, but they just won't call it 10 times or multiple. They might not even call it 5 times, but if they call it once or twice, they can live with that. They're gonna live with him being physical.
They are a physical bunch there. And I don't know if you remember when we were going through the wide receiver position and we were handing out the grades to the wide receivers, and I talked about the stat Greg Little was last in the NFL in yards per route run. Well, the opposite stat of that is yards per cover snap allowed by a cornerback. There have been 3 wide receivers who have played at least 50% of their team snaps in the last 6 years to be below 1 yard per route run. On the other side of the ball this year, all 3 Seattle corners, Richard Sherman, Walter Thurman, Byron Maxwell, are all under 1 yard per cover snap on defense. All 3 in the top 10. Really the only team that has not only 1 guy there, 2 guys there, but all 3 in the top in that category. They were an unbelievable defense. So Richard Sherman, while he is great, and he is, don't sleep on how effective Walter Thurman and Byron Maxwell were this year, and they will have an opportunity
excited.
To get
you
with
know, he's
Thomas.
A great player.
And by
you
the
know,
way, I like want Walter Thurman for us in free agency. Just put it out there right now.
Yeah, I do too. He's a pretty impressive guy. And, of course, those statistics courtesy of Pro Football Focus, doing all those inside-the-numbers breakdowns. Yes. Nathan is sharing with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura, you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.